Schistosomiasis affects millions of people, and it was one of the first tropical diseases to be tackled by a Cochrane review. The early review has been updated and expanded by a team working with the Cochrane Infectious Diseases Group in Liverpool, England. Mike Clark from the UK Cochrane Centre describes what these reviewers found.
Urinary schistosomiasis is a tropical disease caused by a blood fluke that penetrates a person's skin upon contact with contaminated fresh water. Once inside the body, the worms produce a large number of eggs. Some of these are released in the urine, whereas others are trapped in body tissues, causing inflammatory reactions that lead to early symptoms, mainly blood in the urine and pain on passing urine. If treatment is not provided early enough, chronic ill health and long-term serious disease, including kidney failure, can follow. An updated Cochrane review by Tony Danso-Appio and colleagues with the Infectious Diseases Group of the Cochrane Collaboration has examined the current evidence for the drug treatments that might be used. The current drug of choice for treating urinary and intestinal schistosomiasis is praziquantel, administered at a single oral dose of 40 mg per kilogram. Until the late 1990s, another drug, metrifinate, given in three doses of 7.5 to 10 mg per kilogram fortnightly, had been used effectively for treating urinary schistosomiasis. In 2000, the World Health Organization stopped recommending metrifinate because it did not appear to be as effective as praziquantel and was operationally less convenient, three doses versus a single dose. Today, the control of schistosomiasis relies on praziquantel only. The Cochrane Review assesses the efficacy of drugs for treating urinary schistosomiasis. The original Cochrane Review on this subject was done over 10 years ago, and new recommendations and control policies made it necessary to seek new evidence. This review update is authored by a new research team and is based on a new protocol with modified inclusion criteria, updated methods, and a new literature search. It incorporates new comparisons, results, and conclusions. The search identified 24 randomized control trials that together involved 6,315 participants. Primary outcomes were parasitological failure and egg reduction rate, each investigated for short-term evaluations between 1 and 3 months and long-term, up to 12 months after treatment. The review found both praziquantel and metrifinate to be safe and efficacious. One metrifinate dose was inferior to three doses given fortnightly, both using 10 mg per kilogram. A comparison of metrifinate at 10 mg per kilogram given three times at 4-month intervals for 1 year with praziquantel at the standard dose of 40 mg per kilogram showed little difference in parasitological failure. For praziquantel, there was no significant difference in effect between a dose of 20 mg per kilogram, 30 mg per kilogram, or 20 mg per kilogram double dose and the standard dose of 40 mg per kilogram for all outcomes investigated. No study compared the standard doses of metrifinate and praziquantel. Relying only on praziquantel for controlling a disease that affects millions of people is risky, and the authors of the Cochrane Review suggest that metrifinate may be reconsidered as a valid addition to the current one-drug strategy against urinary schistosomiasis.
You can read this review and see the evidence found for some other drugs for urinary schistosomiasis by following the link at www.cochrane.org.